Welcome back to another episode of $3 Down, ladies and gentlemen. I made my mom and I a mean breakfast this morning, a powerful breakfast, some sausages, some eggs, and some toast. Dude, it was really good. I hadn't cooked in a long time, in a very long time. I can't even remember the last time I cooked. It's been that long, dude. But I just felt compelled to make some breakfast this morning for my mom. And myself, I was going to make my dad some, but he had to do something, so he left out this morning, so he didn't get to enjoy the breakfast. But I made my mom and I some eggs and sausages, dude. I topped off the eggs with some maple syrup. My portion of the eggs, that is. Just my portion. A lot of people find that weird. A lot of people find that strange to top your eggs with maple syrup. I don't know why that is. I feel like that's a pretty normal thing to do, but apparently it's incredibly strange, incredibly unorthodox to top your eggs with maple syrup. If you've never tried that before, I highly suggest doing it. I highly suggest trying it. It's really good. It's really good. The sweetness of the maple syrup really contrasts really well. It pairs really well with the savoriness of the eggs. It's just a overall very good pairing. You know, some people like salsa with their eggs, hot sauce, sriracha sauce with their eggs, ketchup. Ketchup is probably the most like known topping to put on your eggs, the most widely accepted to put on your eggs, ketchup. All of those are really good, really good. But syrup, for me at least, really takes the cake. I discovered my fondness for that combination when eating stuff like waffles or maple syrup, when the syrup would like sort of just drip its way over to the eggs. And I would just like accidentally dip my eggs in the maple syrup and I taste it. And I'm like, whoa, this actually tastes really good. This is actually very tasty. And then every time I made some scrambled eggs, I would just take the bottle of Aunt Jemima's or whatever and just pour it all over my eggs. It's really good. I'm serious. Dead serious. If you've never tried that before, try it out. What have you got to lose? What have you got to lose? You've got everything to gain and nothing to lose by trying that. It's really good, dude. I'm serious. You have my word. I am endorsing it. I'm giving it the $3 down seal of approval. Maple syrup with scrambled eggs. Really tasty. I never tried it with sunny side up eggs or anything. I don't know how well it would do with like a nice ball of yolk right there. I don't know if it'll be too good there. But scrambled eggs, I know for sure. Really good. Really good stuff there. I didn't have any cereal this morning. I can't get behind cereal, dude. I just cannot eat cereal. And I'm pretty sure the reason for that is because of my incredible, my powerful dislike for milk. I cannot drink milk. And it's not because I'm like lactose intolerant or anything. It's just something in me. I have like a mental blockade preventing me from enjoying milk. And I think it happened when I was younger. I think something happened that involved milk to me as a kid. And I've just never been able to like mentally come back from that. I don't remember what. I don't remember why that happened or when, but I think that's what happened. My parents said something along those lines, but I don't have the whole story behind that. And I think that just stuck with me all the way till now. And every time I drink milk, I just can't do it. I have like an urge to throw up. I can't stand milk at all, dude. If milk is like an ingredient in something, that's fine. There's no issue there. Like you're making like a cake and you need milk, no problem. But I just cannot drink a glass of milk. I can't drink milk like that. It's just not good, dude. Cereal, it's out of my menu. It's out of my flavor house. I just cannot get behind cereal. I can eat dry cereal. Cereal itself is not the problem. You know what I mean? Cereal on its own, I can eat. Fruit Loops, Lucky Charms, all that nonsense, Raisin Bran, Cheerios, all that, I can eat that just fine, straight out the bag, raw cereal. You add milk to it, that's when we got a problem. That's the issue. It's the milk. What else are you going to have with your cereal? You know what I mean? What, you're going to pour water over it or some nonsense? Yeah, I don't know. know. Maybe that might be pretty good. I don't know, man. Maybe water and cereal. Who knows? I've never tried that before, but I just cannot get behind milk. And it's unfortunate because so many people enjoy cereal, not just as like a morning breakfast meal, but as like a like an all day type of thing to eat. Some people enjoy it as like a late night snack because it's so easy to make. You just get some milk, you get some cereal, you got a bowl, you got a spoon, there you go, you're done. Less than 5 minute meal right there, dude. Any time of the day, it goes good. I wish I could enjoy that. I wish I can see what these people are raving about, but I just cannot get past my disgust for milk. It's unfortunate, man. It truly is. It's kind of the same way with cheese. Like, I can't eat cheese like that. Just like raw cheese out the bag, like shredded cheese or cheese dip. I can't do that. Cheese, it has to be with something. Like, if I eat chili cheese fries, the chili's gotta be there, you know? I can't just eat cheese fries. I can't do that. I can't just eat like a cheese taco or some nonsense, dude, just like cheese and tortilla. I can't do that. It's got to have a type of filling, a type of protein in there with it as well. The cheese cannot be by itself. That's why I can't enjoy like cheese dips. I can't enjoy, how some people just go to their fridge and just raid their bags of shredded cheese at night. I can't do that, dude. I can't enjoy cheese and crackers. I can't do that. It's the same deal with milk, but it's not as potent. I just don't enjoy cheese like that. It doesn't disgust me or anything. It doesn't make me want to throw up like milk. I just don't like eating cheese by itself like that. It needs to be with something. But milk, I just cannot drink, period. No questions asked. I cannot drink milk. Cheese, I can tolerate it. I just don't like to eat it by itself. That's the difference there. It doesn't make me want to throw up or anything. If I eat it, I'll eat it, but I prefer not to. It's got to be with something. It's quite the conundrum, dude. I don't know why that is. And like I said, I'm not lactose intolerant or anything, and I'm really curious as to why or how my dislike for milk came to be. I'm very curious about that. I'm going to have to investigate a little more and ask my parents why that is. What happened to me as a kid? Did I like almost drown in a vat of dairy milk or some nonsense? What happened? And I just have like a potent, everlasting phobia resting in the back of my mind, in the back of my cerebrum, just sitting there, blocking me from enjoying milk. Who knows? That might be the reason, dude. That might be the reason. You know, like how the Joker fell into that vat of acid and then he turned into the Joker. Maybe I fell into a vat of milk and now I just throw up whenever I drink milk. I don't know, man. Who knows? Jesus Christ. You guys know there are podcasts out there where they just talk about hentai and stuff. I know that's quite the shift in discussion, but I just felt the need to get this out there. A lot of people need to know about this, dude. There's a lot of, well, I wouldn't say a lot, but I mean, I found at least like three podcasts out there, three pretty popular podcasts where the whole premise of it is to talk about their favorite hentais and stuff and give their hentai recommendations. I respect that, dude. I respect that. There's a podcast out there for anything and everything, and that is commendable. That is just kind of it's such a strange thing because I never even thought about that. You know what I mean? Like that, the thought of a podcast where they review their favorite hentais and they give hentai recommendations just never even crossed my mind. And then all of a sudden I'm stumbling upon these podcasts where this guy's talking about his favorite hentai and recommending hentai and whatnot, dude. And I'm like, whoa. All right, now, Jesus Christ, dude, what in God's name? This is incredible stuff. This is very riveting. I dig it. I like that, dude. It's very, let's say unique. Let's say that. Very, very unique, dude. Good Lord. I don't even know what to say, man. It's interesting. It's interesting. We'll say that. I've been looking at some podcasts to listen to, trying to discover a bit more. But see, my taste in podcast, it's so, what's the word for it? Precise? I don't know. I'm very specific. Like, I have a very specific taste in what I want to listen to. And hentai recommendations is not one of them, unfortunately, dude. That's not what I'm looking for. So over the past couple of days, I've been trying to find some podcasts to listen to, but it hasn't been going too good, dude, because like I said, I have a very specific niche, and like, I haven't been able to find one that fills that void, that fills that niche for me. You know what I mean? It is what it is. I hope this podcast is a niche filler to some people. I hope it is. That is my hopes and dreams, that this podcast can be that niche, that thing people are looking for in their podcasting endeavors. That is my dream. Is it? Do some people find it their niche? Who knows? I have no clue. I hope so. I truly do, but I can't say for certain that it is, dude. It is what it is. Jesus Christ. But that's going to do it for me today. But before we go, let us recommend a song. We're going to recommend a tune. The song we're going to recommend on this fine, glorious day is Rage of the Winter by Rhapsody. Jesus Christ. Oh, wait, I should be a bit more specific. Rage of the Winter, the symphonic version of the song by Rhapsody. Not the original one. The original one is good, but the symphonic one is better, in my opinion. Their remastered symphonic version of the song is, in my opinion, a gazillion times better than the original. The original one is still bearable. It is still palatable, still good, but the symphonic version is just superior in every single way possible. So, I mean, that's the one I'm going to be recommending. Listen to the symphonic version of the song, Rage of the Winter, symphonic version by Rhapsody. Really good song, dude. A really banger of a tune. I don't know what to say, man. I don't know what else to say. It's just a really good song. But that's going to do it for me today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to follow this podcast if you have the ability to do so. And once this video is up on YouTube, please be sure to like and subscribe if you enjoyed. And if you want, send in a voice clip using the link provided in the description below. It'll take you to Anchor's website, and you can use that site to send in a voice clip using your microphone, using your phone, using your Bluetooth device, whatever you got. You can send in a voice clip, you can send in a question, you can send in a topic you want us to discuss. It doesn't matter. All that I ask is that it is safe to have on the podcast. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you all later. Goodbye.